And today's daf is daf vav. So we got to the bottom of daf hey and beis. A few lines up, the Gemara says Amar of Ami. So Amar of Ami, very appropriate as we approach Rosh Hashanah. Amar of Ami, hi man, the person who wants to know, imascha shasha ilo, the person's going to make it out, finish the year or not, if he's going to live for the year. Maisi shraga, he should bring a candle. Bahali nasar yomim debain resh shatal yoma di kippur, he should bring a candle. Through the days, have it lit through the days of Saras Mitzvah, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, Benitla Bevesa de la Nashu Zeken, have it hang, have it placed in a house where there's no wind, and where everything's closed, no windows, no doors. Imashach Nehure, if the flame lasts for 10 days, so then Neda de Masik Shai, so that's a simon, that person's going to live out the year. Uman debay nabit iska, a person wants to know if a particular investment is going to be successful. Ubay dineda imatzach iska ilo, will be matzliach or not. And nearby Tarnagola, he should raise a chicken in his house. Ishamin ushafir, if the animal gets large and fat, so then that's a good sign. Neda dematzach is going to indicate he's going to be matzliach. Haiman debay nebak boruch, a person wants to travel. Ubay dineda, he wants to know ihada lebeis, if he's going to be able to return safely or not. Neil nekam bevesa de bahasa. He should go into a dark house, and im chazev is able to see bavoa debo, he could see the shadow of a shadow. So then neid the dalas of the base, so that's an indicator that he's going to return home, and he should travel on the way. The lamil will see, and then the Gemara says, all this is nonsense. Dilma chal shadaiti. Perhaps all these things, if the simon, he happens to see the simon, is going to give him some mental strain. He won't have the confidence to travel. He won't have the confidence to be successful in the business. He won't have the confidence to live out the year. And maybe it's not because the simon tells you what's going to be. Rather, it has some impact on him, the way he's thinking mentally, and therefore Mitch Mazel is going to ruin his mazel, and that's why all those are going to be unsuccessful. So Amar Abaye says, Hashta, now that we've established Amr's Siman and Milsahi, according to the first approach that we felt that a Siman actually does have a Siman and Milsahi, that a Siman is significant, it does indicate correctly, so then Yiragil Inish Lamecha Reshata, this is the basis for the Din and Shulchan Aruch, a person should be regular to have, to eat Reshata, the beginning of the year, which means a Rosh Hashanah, he should eat kara, which is a gourd, or rubia. What's a rubia? How do you define it? A fagwi, okay.
Fenugreek,
okay. Karti, silka, vitamri, I don't know, beets,
and
okay. All these different things are very good to have at the beginning of the year. It starts off with a simen tov for the new year. We have the simen of having apples and honey. And there's a whole list of things that one should have in Rosh Hashanah because we assume simana milsahi. So Amar Lahu Rav Masharsha Levinei, Rav Masharsha told his children, Ki ba'isa l'meza l'migmar kami rabchan. When you want to go learn by your Rebbe, in front of your Rebbe, grusumikar, first learn the text well, masnisan, learn the Mishnah as well, v'hadar ulo kami rabchan, then go in front of your Rebbe. Don't come unprepared. Prepare first. Go through the Mar Makomos, learn the Gemara well, and then go hear what your Rebbe has to be mechadish. And v'chi asfisa kami ribchan, when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, chazul puma dirabchan, pay attention to his lips, because that helps you understand and remember. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, v'ayu einecha roos, es morecha, when your eyes gaze upon your Rebbe, v'chi grisisu shemaisa, then when you review, grusa amaya, you should review by the water, go outside, by a body of water, by a flow of water. Why? It's a simen d'chihecha d'mashchimaya, timcha shemaisa. Just like the water travels, it continues, so too your learning should continue as well. Akilke demasim achsia is better for a person to sit on the river banks or perhaps even the garbage, they explain, of the city masim achsia. Vla padia de pumpadisa, as opposed to the palace of pumpadisa, a person's living the way, according to something Rashi explains, because in pumpadisa there are many listim and bandits and they're going to distract you. Better to be in a quiet place, even though that area might not be the most pleasant area, but this way you'll avoid any distractions. And then the Gemara says, Tava Gildana Sari Lamechar. It's good to have a small piece of fish, even though it might be bad, Mikutcha the Rami Kefa. Better than having a piece of kutach, which is some type of bread milk mixture, which apparently is matamtim the lave and weakens the eyes. So better a small piece of fish, even though it's bad, won't have any impact on the physical body. So then the Gemara quotes, back to the topic of Mashiach, the anointment of a king. Gemara quotes the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph by Chana, "Vatispala Chana v'tomer olat libi b'Hashem Rama Karni," that she davened to Hashem, her heart was elevated to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rami Karni, to lift the karen, to lift the horns. So what does that mean? Rami Karni v'lo Rami Pachi. It says the raising of the karen of the oil as opposed to the pach. What's the karen versus the pach? So he says, David and Shlomo shenim shchu b'karen. That David and Shlomo were both anointed with the use of a karen of a shemen, nimshcha malchusam. Their kingship was continued for many, many generations, as forever. Mashiach ben David will come from David. Shaul v'Yehu shenim shchu min apach. They were only anointed through the use of oil that was found in a pach, a small little pitcher. Lo nimshchu malchusam. Their kingdom wasn't continued forever, and therefore she wanted to have something more chashuv. She has a Rama Karni as opposed to Rama Pachi. It was a greater exalting type of explanation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. She was asking for a tefillah of a child. So then the Gemara quotes back to the list of the Mishnayos.
What does it mean, Zeladam?
Excuse me?
What does it mean, Zeladam?
That lasted forever. That the
meaning that it's always going to be from the generation from Isaac.
Yeah, exactly.
He has to be from, but not directly from.
No, correct. There's been separations when there have been, not been Malchus ben David. So then the Gemara says, "Mefatim es haKetores." So the Mishnah listed one of the krisos was to prepare the shed the Ketores. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, "HaMefatim es haKetores lelamid ba o lemosu latzibur pater." If a person prepares Ketores to learn from it or to give it over to the tzibur, ultimately those individuals are exempt. They're not doing anything wrong. But if it's lahariach, but if the intent is to have personal enjoyment, then when he already prepares it, he's chayv karis. But one who goes ahead and smells from the Ketores, even the Ketores that was used in the Beis Hamikdash itself, Pater El Shemal, he's Pater from Kares, yet he did violate the Isser of Me'ila, but he does avoid getting Kares. So Gemara asks the question, Mi'ika Me'ila Bereach? Is it really possible to have Me'ila while smelling? There's nothing tangible. Me'ila is when you sit on a chair that's hektish, when you physically enjoy, but Reach, there's nothing substantial to Reach. V'hamar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, V'shim bar Kapara, Kol, sound, umara, vision, reach, and smell, ain't by mishum meila. There's no meila when it comes to these three ideas because there's nothing tangible to this. So reach, acha, shetala, timraso, ain't by mishum meila. So the din is that the Ketores, after the reach goes up, there's no longer any meila. Shrei ein lechadavar, acha, shenase, mitzvaso, umoamba. There's nothing that when you finish the mitzvah, when you've completed the mitzvah, there's no such thing as violating meila. I mean, what's going on here is that there is a me'ila when a person smells Ketores, ein hachanami. When the statement says that there is a me'ila, that's when the Ketores has been performed after the mitzvah has been done, so then there's no additional me'ila. But ein hachanami, when there is still a mitzvah of Ketores, smelling the Ketores would generate an iser of me'ila. So Gemara says, alama lo, why not? Why don't we say that there's no me'ila? Don't we have a din, ha'rei chumas ha'deshin, dinases mitzvaso, and yet mo'alimba? We're going to learn in just a few moments that Chumash Hadeshin, after the mitzvah has been performed of Chumash Hadeshin, of removing the ashes from the Mizbeach, even though the mitzvah has been complete, there still is an Isser Me'ila of that those ashes, wherever they are, even though the mitzvah has been complete. So Gemara says, no. Bishum Dehavit Chumash Hadeshin, Big De'akuna, Shnei Ksuvim Bam Kechad, and Mechol Shnei Ksuvim Bam Kechad, Eim Lamdim. We're about to see that Chumash Hadeshin, you're right, that's an exception. Even though the mitzvah has been performed, there's still an Isser Me'ila. And Big Day Kuna, even after the mitzvah has been performed, there's still an Isser Me'ila. But those are the only two exceptions, and we can't apply that elsewhere. Everywhere else, when the mitzvah has been complete, there is no Me'ila anymore. So the Gemara Sanich, the Rabbanan, this makes sense according to the Rabbanan. And we'll see who the Rabbanan are in just a second. Eli Rebbe Dosa, Ma'ik Lameimar. So who's Rabbanan? Who's Rebbe Dosa? Disanya, hinicham sham. The pasuk says after, in the end of Acharei Mos, when the Aaron finished the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, in Yom Kippurim, it says he should remove Pasha's big day abad, asher lavash that he wore. Hinicham sham. He places them there. Why does he place them there? Milameh shetunim geniza, requires geniza because it's usher to benefit. There's an isser me'ila after the fact. So this all makes sense according to Rabbanan that there is a nechanami in isser me'ila after the big day kun has been worn. That's one of the two exceptions along with Shumas Hadeshim. Rabbi Dos Omer, no. They actually ksheirin hein lekohen hedyo. You're allowed to use the big day kuna gedola for a kohen hedyo, and there's no isser me'ila. Umat hamalomer v'nichem sham. So what does v'nichem sham mean? You place them there. Shelo yishamish ben biyom kippur ma'acher. Don't allow it to be used for another yom kippur. But in a chanami, the big day kuna are still permitted. So there is no isser me'ila even after the mitzvah has been complete. So Migmar says you're right. So according to Bidosa, Big Day Kuna, it doesn't serve as an exception. There is no Issa Me'ila for Big Day Kuna. But he has another example in the Torah where there's an Issa Me'ila even after the mitzvah, which is what? Bishum Dhave Chumas Adeshin Uve'egla Arufa, Shnei Ksuma Bank Echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuma Bank Echad, Eim Lamdim. So Chumash Hadeshin Mahi. So what's the source of Chumash Hadeshin? Like we saw, Titania Vesamu Eitz Mizbeach. You place the Chumash Hadeshin by the Mizbeach, Melame Tunan Gniza. Why do you place it by the Mizbeach? Even though the Kohen lifted it up and removed the Isser of Deshin, there is an Isser Gniza, there's an Isser Mila, that's why it requires Gniza. So that's Chumash Hadeshin, that there's an Isser Mila after the mitzvah. Egla Rufa Mahi, what's the source of Egla Rufa, that there's an Isser Mila after the mitzvah? Dasani, the Brisa quotes, V'arfu Sham Esha Egla B'Nachal, that you're supposed to break the neck in the Nachal, and then you leave it there, Sham, you let it, you bury it there, because it's usher to get Hana from the Egla Rufa, even after the mitzvah has been complete. So these are two exceptions, and therefore you don't apply it anywhere else. So back to our case of Ketores, after the mitzvah of Ketores has been performed, there is no longer an Isser Mila. So then the Gemara says, Laman Damar, Sheikh Suma Bam Keacher Melamdin. So what about the opinion that holds? Even though two psukim say a certain din, you are able to learn elsewhere, and therefore shouldn't we learn that elsewhere there is an Issa Me'ila even after the mitzvah has been performed? Ha Chavadai Eim Melamdin. Here, you certainly cannot apply it elsewhere. Why? Bishum Dehavi Trei Mi'uta. There are two words that are excluding it. B'chumas Hadeshin, it says, Ksiv V'samo It, Hadain in, only Shumas Hadeshin, is there an Isser Me'ilah afterwards, but Midi Acharin Ilah, but something else, there is no Isser Me'ilah after the mitzvah has been complete, and so too, Gabe Egla Rufa, Iksiv, it says, Ha'arufa, the Arufa, only Arufa in, is there an Isser Me'ilah after the fact, but Midi Acharin Ilah, and therefore everybody agrees that after mitzvah has been performed, there is no longer an Isser Me'ilah, except for Shumas Hadeshin, Egla Rufa, and perhaps Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippur. Marna quotes in the Brisa we should be familiar with, Tani Rabban. Pitama Ktores, the making of the Ktores. What are the 11 spices? Hatzari Vatsi Porin Vachelbana Vahelavona Bimishkal Shal Shivim Shen Mana Vikmork Tsia Shibos Ner Vicharkom Mishkal Shishasar Shal Shishasar Mana Hakosht Shemasar Kilufa Shlosha Vikinamon Tisha. This is the recipe for creating the Ktores. Boris Kashina Tishakabin Yain Kafrisin San Tlis of a Kabbal Tlis. I'm not defining this because I don't know what they all mean, but it's again certain spices or herbs and their measurements, accompanying measurements. Vimainlo Yain Kafrisin. If you don't have Yain Kafrisin, you could replace it with maybe Chamar Chivarion Atik, some type of white aged wine, and Melch Sodomis as well. Rova Mala Ashim. Mala Ashim is a particular herb that allowed the smoke to go up in a pillar. Kolshu, a small amount of that, and Rabbi Nosson Omer, Af Kibbutz Yarden, even this type of grass that grows along the riverbanks of the Yarden, Kolshu, that's also a small amount. Fine. These are the different spices. Vim Nosson Badvash, a person places honey, which one might think is adds some nice scent. It's Psula that disqualifies the entire Keteris. And Chisa Achas Mikosim Menaha, if a person leaves out even one of the ingredients, even though all the others are there, he's Chayav Misa for doing so. So this is the brayso that we say each and every morning. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hatzari Einu El Asraf, Hanotiv Me'atzeh Ktaf. What is Tzari? That was mentioned earlier. Tzari comes from the sap of a particular type of tree. Borish Kashina is Sheshafin Bas Etziporin. They use the type of a soap that you rub it on the nail, Kadei Shetei Na, so that it should be pretty clear and glazed, maybe. And V'yein Kafrisin is Shesharin Bas Etziporin, where you soak a nail in, Kadei Shetei Aza, this way it strengthens the scent of the in the nail. Valo Meraglaim Yafilan. The Gemara asks, so, well, isn't Meraglaim a better urine? Isn't that a better form of keeping it strong? Elish Ein Machnizim Meraglaim the Mikdash, but we don't bring Meraglaim into the base of Mikdash, and therefore we don't use it as part of the recipe of making the Ketores. And this idea, this last statement that we don't bring Meraglaim in the base of Mikdash tells us, Misai Le Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Chanina, Damar Kodesh Hi. Kodesh Chielachem, the Pasuk says, with regards to the making of the Ketores, which means Kol Maaseh, all the different steps of making the Ketores, Lo Yehu Elok B'Kodesh, should only be in the Kodesh. And that's why one would have thought maybe you could put the Meir Glime in the Ketores outside the base of Mikdash, and after it's been mixed together, it's no longer Be'ein, so then you could bring it in. We learn from here that no, you bring all the ingredients in separately inside the base of Mikdash, and it's in the base of Mikdash itself where you fashion it together. And that's why Meir Glime is disqualified. The Gemara is now going to challenge his last point. Is it really true that one could only create and put together, mix together Ketores in the Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash, Meisive? Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah in Masechus Shkalim. HaMakdish Nechaz, a person who is Makdish his property, V'hayu, he's Makdish all of his property, his land, his house, his animals. V'hayu Behen Dvarim Haruin LeKarbanos HaTzibur. And among his properties, he has some animals that are roy to be brought, or any items that are brought as a carbon for the tzibur. So what do you do with those items? Yenasu le'umnin le'bischarin. You could use it to pay the different workers. The number of workers in the base of Mikdash, the one that we'll be focusing on now is those who put the time in making the ketores. It wasn't just you take herbs, put them together. You need to crush them, you need to grind them, you need to mix them. So you'd use these items to pay the workers. Yenasu le'umnin b'scharin. So Gemara says, "Hani dvarm haruuyin ma'ininu." When the Mishnah describes certain items that are fit to be in the base of Mikdash as a carbon tzibur, which items is it describing? If it's talking about an animal, a wild animal, well, these things are mentioned in the Mishnah later on in the Masechet Shkalim, so that can be mentioned here. Referring to wine, oil, and flour, that's also mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's being described that hasn't been taught to us just yet when it says Dvarm Haruin Lekarbanos HaTzibur? Elav is not referring to Ketores, which has not been described by the Mishnah Shkalim just yet. And we see from here that the Ketores, if a guy has in his property Ketores, you use it to pay the Umnim. So how does a guy have a Ketores in his property? It must be that a guy can make his own Ketores in his backyard, and you don't need to make the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. So we said before again that you only make the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh, and here the guy's got Ketores in his backyard. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Oshaya Bo'osa Nitenes Le'umnim Bischarim. I'll say this outside, what took place here is, and then we'll read this inside, where every single year they have Mosar Ketores, there's leftover Ketores. So what would they do with that leftover Ketores? They'd use that Ketores to pay off the workers. So that's how a guy could have Ketores in his backyard. He didn't make the Ketores. Ketores must be made in the base of Mikdash. But there's a way where you could take extra Ketores and pay off the worker, and that's how he could get it. Now the worker's got some Ketores in his backyard, and then he's Makdish his property, then that Ketores now is fit to be packed in the base of Mikdash. That's what's being described here. But in a typical case, it is Aser to make the Ketores outside the base of Mikdash. So let's see that inside.
There's no Me'ilah for the
Ketores? So the Gemara is going to explain how we remove the Me'ilah, and then we bring it back. So the Gemara is going to explain that very point. So the Gemara says again, Amar Rabbi Yeshaya, Be'osa nitenes le'umnin b'scharm. We're referring to Ketores that was used to pay off the workers. That's why it was in his property. Well, how come he got Ketores? Why was it in the Me'ilah? So the Gemara explains, it's also a Gemara in Masechet Shavuos, Desanya, Mosa Ketores, the surplus of Ketores that remained after the last year, the last month of the year, after Adar, before the new year started. So there's always some level of surplus. So what would they do? Mahayu Osenba, they couldn't use the Ketores for the new year because all Karbanos Tzibur have to come from the new Shkolim. So now that ends by Aleph Nisan, you need to bring the new Ketores with the new fund of Shkolim. So what do you do with the extra ones from last year? So you pay off, what do you do with it? Mayu Osenba? Hayu Mafrishin, you take money from Bedek Abayis, some Hektesh coins, and Tzchar Umnin, and to set aside to pay the workers what you need to pay them. Umechalin Osa Al Maus Umnin, and then you would take the Kedusha of that extra Ketores and be Mechalin it onto money now. So now the Ketores lost its Kedusha. Venosin Osa, now the Ketores, which no longer has Kedusha, you give the Ketores itself to the workers as a form of payment, lumnim bischaron, and then chos malokin also. Then you buy back the ktores from the workers with the chumachadasha from the new coins, and now you have that same ktores just went through a whole process of being cleansed by the worker back to the base of Mikdash that was now rebought with the new funds. So what's happening here is, let's say you gave the ktores to the workers, and then you didn't buy it back just yet. You didn't buy it back with a new shkalim, but it remains in his property still. Then that worker is Makdish's property, and among his articles of clothing, his items, he has Ketores that he just received from the base of Mikdash. That's what's being described here in this Braisa. But Eina Hanami, a person may not make and prepare his own Ketores in his backyard. It has to be in the base of Mikdash.
So when they buy it the next year with a new shkalim, it's considered a new Ketores.
Exactly. It's a new Kedusha.
It can be used exactly. The year
right. Exactly. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Shavuos how you could remove the Kedusha from a Ketores. If a Ketores has a Kedushas guf, you can't just remove Kedusha. It can't be po de Kedusha. And the Gemara there answers because Lev Bezdin Masna Alav. They made a Tanai, that is stipulation that the Kedusha only remains intrinsic so much as it's needed. But any surplus, you're allowed to be po de, and that's what allows for it to take place. So then the Gemara says, Maskivla, Rav Yosef challenges from a different thing. V'habil kula mosros. All the descriptions of the Mishnayos and Shkalim, when they talk about the surplus of wine or animals or solas, it says explicitly in the Mishnah, Tane, chozin v'lokanosa b'chumah chadasha. They go rebuy back the surplus from the new chumah chadasha, from the new Shkalim. But hacha, but the gabe, this case of the Ketores that we're now describing, the Ketores, Lotani, doesn't say explicitly, chozim v'lochinosa mitchum chadasha. We interpreted it that way. That's what the Gemara just tried to explain. But the Gemara, that what the Gemara is pointing out here is, the Mishnah knows how to use the words of chozim v'lochin. And for the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say chozim v'lochin by Ketores, tells us that's not the case that we're talking about here. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Amar of Yosef, what's the case where a person has Ketores in his backyard? It's not where he has all 11 simamanim mixed together, prepared for the Beis Hamikdash. V'achad misamamani Ketores. He has one of the herbs. He has, I don't know, he has a tsari. The guy's got tsari in his backyard. So then that tsari is roy to be part of the Ketores in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we're describing here. But Eina Hanami, a guy will never have all 11 simamanim in his backyard because you cannot make them in a backyard. It must be made in the Beis Hamikdash itself, as the pasuk says, Kodesh. He Kodesh Elachem.
So what we say first is that they don't buy back from the they do sell it, but they don't buy it back for the whole.
They can't be talking about a case of buying it back because the Mishnah would have said explicitly Chozin v'lochanoso. So it's not a case of all the Ketores is there. I mean, it's possible that could have happened, but that can't be what's going on here.
They would still do that, but it's not the case of what
exactly. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabban on the right says, Ketores ha'isa na'ase shlosh me'os v'shishim v'shmona mana. It was made of 368 mana. That's how much there was each year. A whole new stock came in. Shlosh me'os v'shishim chamisha k'neged imos hachama. So interestingly, it went based on the solar calendar as opposed to the lunar calendar. We know typically we go lunar calendar in the Judaism, but we have times where we balance between the two. But the 365 mana k'neged 365 days of the year. And shlosh mana misem, that there are three extra. What do you do with the three extra mana? Shemehen machnisin kohen gadol molochafna b'yom ha'kippurim. So normally you'd have only a chatzi man in the morning, chatzi man in the afternoon. But in the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would go with the Malachafna of his two handfuls here, which is more than a mana. He needs more, so three mana were used for Yom Kippur. And Vashar, anything left over, Nitin and Le'uvna Mitzcharin, were used as surplus to give the workers. Now, there would be extra because of the three mana. But I also think there should be extra because the only 354 days of the year. We go by every Yom Kippur, everything's started all over again. There should be 11 mana every year that extra. I didn't look into this, but
they use it for the Shanam of Ber.
Yeah.
They put it away and use it.
Oh, they store it for later on.
Yeah. When the Shanam, that extra, they keep it for a couple of years.
And they have to rebuy it each year, though, because that's from that Shuma Chadasha. Okay. But then the Gemara says, Kedetanya, the Brisa says, Mosa Ketores, Mahayosna, but what would they do with the surplus Ketores? Mafrishin Umnan, they'd set aside for whatever schar they owe the workers. And then they remove the kedush from the ketores and place them on coins, and then nosan also leumnin v'schar, and they would give the ketores itself that is now chulin to the workers, and then chozim lochan also. Then they rebuy back the ketores from the workers mitshumachad lishka from the new coins, the new machzir sheka from this particular year. Gemara is in the very top of Amud Beis now that Tanur Rabbanan Mosek Ketores, the extra Ketores, would be Achas L'Shishim Ol L'Shivim Shana Ha'imifat Menoso L'Chatzayin. Every 60 or 70 years, depending on how big the Kohen Gadol's Chafnav were, because that would define how much surplus there would be, every 60, 70 years there would be enough leftover Ketores that would be sufficient to fill half the year's worth of Ketores. Fine. So the Fikach, therefore, we could conclude from this, and they would use that actual half of year of Ketores for the whatever 60th year. The Fikach, Yachet Shepitim Chatzayin Chayiv, and therefore one who prepares half the amount of Ketores would be Chayiv, because when you have that half surplus after 60, 70 years, you have to fill in the other half. So they'd only prepare that particular year, the 60th year, they'd prepare only half a year worth of Ketores. So therefore, if a person prepares 368 divided by 284 mana, he'd be Chayiv as well. Chayiv Karis. Divrei Rabban Shimon Gamlio. Shamar Mishim Haskan, he would say name the Skan. The Skan was the Skan Kohen Gadol, the backup Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol. Aval Shilish Revia Lo Shemati, but have a third or a fourth of it make, wouldn't he never heard, seemingly wouldn't be a violation because never would they make in the Beis Hamikdash a third or a quarter of the amount. They'd only make a half or a full year, but never a third or a quarter. V'chachamim omrim v'choyom mesakin b'maskunta v'ayah machnis. He says each, the chachamim felt that every single day they prepare the necessary amount of the mana for that year, for that day rather, and they prepare a mana for each day, and then they'd be machnis it, and therefore, as a result, if a yachid were to prepare a ketores of a mana's worth, he would be violating the iser of mefatim ketores and b'chayiv kares according to the shita of the chachamim. So the Gemara says that this helps, this supports Masai Lei L'Rava. Dama Rava, Rava says, Shemen HaMishcha Shepit Malchatzayin Pater. If you prepare half the amount of Shemen HaMishcha, you're Pater. Shenemar, it says, Ubmaskunto Losasu Kamo. Don't do like it was done in the base in the Mishkan. Kamo Hudulotasu Velchatzan Asu. Don't do the 12 logan that Moshe made, but anything less you would be allowed to make. However, Ketorah Shepit Malchatzayin. No, there's different yourselves here. So my first
here,
said,
here the ones in parentheses.
Is, so Twitch, I'm doing based on what I have here. But the first half, either way, Shemen Mishcha, you can make half.
Okay.
But Ketores, Shepit Melchatzayin, that you make half of Ketores, you would be chayv, like we just saw above. That's the support. The Chesed says, Ketores Ashetase, the Ketores that you make, Kol Shetase, anything that's made, Vaha Efsher, the of, so anything you make, fine. Ha Efsher, the of the Baras B'Shacharis, Upras Bin Arbaim, which would mean even a pras in the morning, even a pras in the afternoon, that would also be a Chi of Kares, and this goes like the Shita of the Chachamim. The Gemara now quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabban, Hayu Machzir, Nalsul Machteshes, Pamayim B'Shana. They would return it back and regrind the Ketores twice a year. B'mos HaChama Pazura, in the summer times, they would have it dispersed, Shelo Tisafe, so it shouldn't get moldy. And B'mos HaGeshamim Tzvur, they would have it very lumped together, so Kedesh Shelo Tafik Recha, so the smell shouldn't dissipate. When they would grind it, they would omer, they would say, grind well, well grind it, divrei Abba Yossi ben Yochanan. We'll see why that is in just a second. To this, with the process twice a year, they would again regrind it just to keep everything fresh, and then they would store it in different ways in the summer versus the winter. So Shalosh Manim Yisrael, when there were three extra Manim after the full year, when Yom Kippur came around, Shemehen Kohen Gadol Machnis Melochofna B'Yom HaKippurim, from which he would, the Kohen Gadol would stick his hand in to carry into the Kodesh Kodashim, Nosin Osel Lamachteshes B'Erev Yom HaKippurim, and that amount, they would actually regrind on every Yom Kippur. Why? V'shochokin Yafa Yafa, to make it even finer. Kedesh Shetei Daka Min Adaka, so that should be super ground for the purposes of the Ketores on the Yom HaKippurim. Because the signing, like Brisa tells us, based on the pasuk, it says in Parshas Achrimos, "Umelochafnav Ketores Sama Daka." It says that it should be Daka. Well, Daka Matam Alomer. V'alok Far Nemar. It already says Shachaktim Imenu Hadek. We know from the general Ketores it should be Hadek. It should be fine. How come it says Daka again by Yom HaKippurim? To teach me Matam Alomer Daka. You should have an extra finely ground on Yom HaKippurim. So that's why they return it to the Machteshes on every Yom HaKippurim for the special Ketores of the Kodesh Kodashim. And Amar Mari said also in the statement above, Kishu Shochek, when he would grind it, Omer, Hatev, Hadeg, Hadeg, Hatev, you should say the words out loud, grind it well, have it well ground. Misaile the Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Kishem Shadibur Rahla Yayin, Kena Dibur Yafu L'Basam. What this means is hard to, in our understanding, but somehow speech is bad for wine, and speech is good for Basam. And so this, there's a lot of depth, I don't know what the depth is, but there's a strong connection between Dibur and Yayin in a negative way, and Dibur and Basam in a positive way. One person, a psychologist once suggested to me, they talk about when you have a plant that's growing, and you speak to the plant, and you acknowledge the plant, and you sing to the plant, it grows better. Here as well, there's such a concept that even though the Ketores is now dead, it's no longer connected to the ground anymore, there might be some element of speaking to the Ketores to make it nicer, but I'm not sure how that would explain speaking to the wine, why that would have a negative impact. But there's something much deeper going on here. The Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There were 11 simanim, 11 herbs and spices that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. So Amar Rav Huna, Maikra, what's the pasuk? How do you know there are 11? Everything we know is hinted in the Torah, so even though it's told to Moshe Rabbeinu, there must be some hint to it. So the Gemara explained as follows. It says in the pasuk with regards to the Ketores, Kach lecha samim, trei. Samim means two, so that's two, fine. And then it says, Kach lecha samim, nataf ushches v'chelbena. There are three examples brought in the pasuk, so that's another three plus the two, ha-chamisha, that's five. And then it says, samin acharina, it says at the end, samin again, the end, that tells us, chamisha, tells me all the samin we mentioned before, those five, let's double them to make 10. And ha-sar, that gives us 10, ulevonazaka, and then it says at the end, ulevonazaka, ha, that's one more, that's a final one, that's the 11th one, ha-chad, sorry, that's how we have the drush of 11 simanim. So Gemara says, Heima, maybe you should say this is a klal prada klal here. I'm going to read the pasuk first just so it's clear. It says, Kach lecha samim, natav shcheles v'chabona, samim. So samim klal, and then natav shcheles v'chabona is prad, and samim again, in the end, is a klal. So Heima, samim klal, natav shcheles v'chabona prad, samim is chazav a klal, and we have a klal, lu prado klal, yata dan elakene prad, which means we only have the principle, the general rule has to be similar to the examples, the pratim that are given. Ma ha-prat, just like the prat mentioned, mefurash, darash, shekote, ve'ola, that just like the three mentioned, which are again, not of shechetz ve'chelmina, all of them are unique in that they, when they get burnt, the smoke goes straight up, and they don't spread to the side. V'reicha nodef, and it gives off a pleasant, or at least some type of scent. So af kol davar shekoter v'ola v'reicha nodef. So to all the other simon listed should be things that the smoke, when they get burned, they get smoke, they go right up, and it has a scent that gives off. So that should be the drasha, klal prado klal. Nothing to do with counting how many simonim there are there. The Gemara says v'chi tema, if that's really the case, it's klal prado klal. Dimkein lichtov chad prato. The pasuk should have simply said, Kach lecha samim, nataf, samim. Why do they have to specify three different examples? One prat would have been sufficient to make this teach us din. Lai, the Gemara says, mitzach tzrichi. No, you need all three pratim to make the klal prat klal complete. Why? The ikas nataf had the word nataf been used only, which is some type of sap that comes from a tree. Having me, I would think only herbs that are min ilan are used for the are used for the ktoras aval gidule karka, that which goes from the ground, herbs and grass that would not be allowed low. That's why you need to have mishum hachikas of shcheles, which is something that comes from the ground. V'kasvit says shcheles. Havamina gidile karka, in only that which grows from the ground is permissible as one of the 11 simanim or the whatever noun we have. Avamin ilam, but that which comes from the tree like sap, amalo, that shouldn't be good. Mishum achiksav natav. So you need both natav and shcheles to tell us that that comes from the tree. That which comes from the ground, they're all permitted. And chelbuna legufi asa. And why is chelbuna used? Mipnei shereichara. Chelbuna is something that smells bad, and we'll see why that is in just a second. So that needs to be taught as a separate din. It can't be learned from shcheles and nataf. So therefore, you need all three pratim. So that's the din here. So the Gemara says, so back to square one. So why don't we say klal prado klal and not learn from here how many simanim are used here? So the Gemara says, that's the case. Really, if it was a klal prado klal, mikach lecha nafkale. You could have had the word kach lecha, and you don't need the word summon. It's just kach lecha, take for you, which is a klal. And it should say kach lecha, and erase the word summon. Kach lecha, natav, shchedes, v'chelbuna, summon, and that would have been a klal, prana klal. How come it says the extra word kach lecha, summon, to tell me that we're not learning a klal, prana klal here, rather we're learning a number of how many simimanim were used in the Ketores. Fine. So now the Gemara challenges the count. So now we've established that this is teaching us how many simimanim. The count seems to be incorrect. We said samim is two, natav shcheles chelbuna is another three, and then samim at the end is another five. Why don't we say samim at the end is another two, like the samim in the beginning? Ve'ema, samim basrai, the last samim should be trained, ninu should be two, kisamai kadamai, just like the first samim in the pasuk was two, the samim that she ends shows to be another two, and not another five. So the Gemara says, imkain, if that's the case, if samim meant two only, Nicht, the pasuk should have said, samim bahadei hada, they should have said, samim right next to each other, two and two. But v'sof, nichtav, natav shcheles v'chelbuna. Then say, samim, it should say, kach lecha, samim, natav shcheles v'chelbuna. Then I would have had the din of two, and then another three, that would have been a total of seven. The fact that it puts samim at the end tells me that samim is not like the samim in the beginning. It's a very different samim, and therefore we're able to darshan that samim at the end is referring to all five spices referred to prior. So that's all the first understanding. That's the drasha of Rav Huna. Comes along now, the Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he taught as follows. It says in the pasuk, samim is a klal, he's going the klal, prat, klal route, natav shcheles v'chelbuna is prat, and then in the end, samim at the end, chazav a klal, we have a klal, pratu klal, yata don elakena prat, ma prat meforesh davar shekote ve'ole v'reich anodav, just like the examples given are that which the smoke goes up straight and it gives off a scent, saaf so to kol davar shekote ve'ole v'reich anodav, so to all other herbs must have the same characteristics. So then the Gemara, the Brisa says, and this is a bit confused what this means, just hold off until the Gemara will explain what this means, but at first glance it's strange what the statement is. Oh, eno ela klal b'chlal rishon, maybe it's a klal in the first klal, who prat b'prat rishon, which I don't know what that means yet. Amrish, it says, Lav, not true. Ha'ein l'cha alecha l'dun b'lashon achron ela b'lashon rishon. Okay, so let's understand that cryptic line. Amar mar, Eino ela klal b'klal rishon u prab rishon amarta lav hu ein lecha ela ladun. My kushya, what was the question in the Gemara? So now we're just challenging the klal prado klal of Tanan de Rabbi Shmuel. The question is as follows. Some in Basrai, the second Basrai, which is a klal, it's really trey, kisamim kadmai train. It's like the two herbs indicated by the first summon. And hadar, so the Gemara is saying it's not a klal prado klal here. Rather, it's teaching us, Rav Huna now, I'm sorry, this is going back to Rav Huna, who felt that you make the drush of Samim in the beginning is 2, and Samim at the end is 5. How could that be? Why don't we say Samim at the end is 2 just like Samim in the beginning? To which the Gemara says, Hada Rishani Kadashini, and we gave the answer that we gave, that that since it should have said Samim next to each other, and it doesn't, that's why the Samim at the end means 5. Dimke Nichtav Kras Samim, not the Vishchez Chelbana, and since it doesn't say that way, therefore we can make the drush of the second Samim is really 5, not 2. And then what did the Brayis mean when it said, my prat b'frat rishon? What was that question, which was very cryptic as well? Hachi kakashle, this was the question, mine ilanos, yafi minataf. You should learn that other herbs that come from the trees should just be like the nitaf, and gedila karka, yafi mishcheles, and that which goes from the ground should be like learning from shcheles, v'lil faname milvona zaka, and also learn from milvona zaka, which you mentioned all the way at the end, after the sam mishani, the ice b'chad sad, which comes dinesi davar shereicha nodaf ve'afa bishein kotev olde. That apparently the levona zaka has a nice scent, but the smoke doesn't go up straight. So we should. Why do we learn from just like we learn min ilan from nataf, and we learn gidule karka from mishcheles? We should learn from levona zaka. All you really need is reicha nodaf. You don't need this concept of kotev ve'olde. So hadar amar. Therefore, he says im kein nichtav kral levona zaka b'mitziyah. If Levona Zaka was referring to it was going to be modeled or used as a model, it should be lumped together with the other examples of Natav Shcheles V'Chelvana. And since it wasn't, therefore it was placed at the end, it can't be used as a model to teach me all you need is Reicha Nodaf V'Teilef Minei, and therefore we can ignore that as a model. Now, Ikasavi Levona Zaka B'Mitzia had said Levona Zaka in the middle, we would have said Havin Treasar, that would have been 12, because now the math would have worked. Samim is 2. Now we're suggesting 4 examples, that's 6, and then Samim at the end is doubling up, that would give us 12. So Gemara says no. Im Kain, we'd have written Nichtov Kra Levona Zaka Mitzia and move Chelbona Lebasof in order to avoid the count issue. That was the old in the Havamina, but it wasn't that way, and therefore we don't. That drasha doesn't exist. Reish Lakish says you don't need all this fancy footwork here. Megufa Malashin Kataris Davar Shekotev Ola. You don't need to make a drasha learning from the examples of their Ola Vakoter. The word Kataris itself, the definition means that the smoke goes up Ola Vakoter in a very direct fashion. Okay, the Gemara now says based on the word Chelbana above, Amar Rabbi Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, called Tainis Shainba Miposhe Israel. Any Tainis that doesn't have within the minion a person who is a Poshe Israel, who was a Baal, who was a Rasha, and now did Chuvin is fasting in doing so, ain't no Tainis. That's not called a fast. Have 10 tzaddikim fast, that's not a fast, whatever that means. You need to have a guy who's about tshuva, who really went through the process of becoming a better person. Sharei Chelbana Rechara. The Chelbana is terrible smell, but yet Vimana Kosovim Simana Kataris is still part of this Simana Kataris, it's still part of the whole picture. You need that element to be part of the tzibur. So Abai Amar Mihachi, he has the same content from a different source, Vagudas al Eretzisada, that there should be an aguda of all types of yidin should be together. There shouldn't be a minute of just tzaddikim, there should be a minute of tzaddikim and risham and balichuva all together. Back to the initial Mishnah, the Masechta, Pasach B'Shemen HaMishcha, a person who uses Shemen HaMishcha on his body is Chayiv Karis for doing so. So Tanur Rabban, the Brayis, quote, Pasach B'Shemen HaMishcha L'Behema, one who uses the Shemen HaMishcha for an animal, or Kalim for his utensils or his clothing, Pater, he's Pater for doing so. If it's for use for a Leguf Ovdi Chachavim or Lemeisim Pater, if you use it for a Goy, you use it for a dead body, that's also Pater. You only get the Isser, the Chayiv Karis, if you do it on your own self. Bishma, this all makes sense. Behemah v'kelim, why you pater for rubbing a behemah v'kelim with the Shemen HaMishcha? Dichsev al basar aldam lo yisach. The Isser says, don't put on basar aldam. So behemah v'kelim lav aldam ninhu. But meisim nami pater de kevin de meislei meis mikrei lav aldam. A dead body as well. It's not called an aldam anymore, and therefore there's a p'tur for rubbing Shemen HaMishcha on a meis. Ela ovdi kachavim amai pater ha adam ninu a guy is an adam, so shouldn't you get be chayiv for rubbing oil on a guy? Gemara says loy Dichsiv v'atein tzonit tzon marisi adam atem. You are adam atem kurim adam. I don't know the context of the Yecheskel, but talking about referring to a yid. So atem kurim adam, but ain't of the kacham kurim adam. Fine. But doesn't the pasuk tell us by Milchemes Midian, the nefesh adam shisha asar aleph, is describing the 16,000 captives from Midian, even though they are goyim? The reason why the word adam is used was to say they weren't behema, because the pasuk is contrasting the behemas that they also took from the Milchemes Midian. So these are adam, but not to say that they're really adam. There's adam with a lowercase, if you will, and there's adam with an uppercase, which is the adam of Klal Yisrael. But doesn't the pasuk say by Nineveh, Vani lo'achos al Nineveh, I'm not going to have mercy on Nineveh, Rebo Adam, describing the amount of people that live there. And Nineveh was a city of Goyim, as we know. And the word Adam is used. Hahu lafuge behema. Now that's there to contrast from the behema, but doesn't mean that they're really Adam like we're considered B'nai Adam. Vibai same alternatively, Kitakatani, Tani Kame de Rebbe Elazar, Kol Shieshna Besach, Yeshu Beval Yisach. All those who are subject to the Isser of rubbing oil, those are subject to the Isser of receiving the oil on them. But Kol She'eino B'sach, those who are not subject to the Isser of being Sach Shem and Mishka like a guy, is also Eino B'chlal Bal Yisach, won't be an object of an Isser Shem and Mishka as well. Tani Idach, the other Baraita says, Hasach B'Shem and Mishka Lebehema, one who rubs Shem and Mishka on an animal, V'Kelim Lov Dekochavim, Umesim Ner Alpater, if one does it, L'Mulachim L'Kohanim, so then Rabbi Meir's Mechayiv them, and Rabbi Huda Poter. Now, of course, referring to the anointment of the Kohen Gadol, and the anointment of the king, that is allowed, but if the one after they were already anointed, one were to use Shem and Mishka on the Kohen Gadol, or the Mulachim, that according to Rabbi Meir would be Chayiv, or Rabbi Huda felt their Pater. So then the Gemara asks, "V'kama yosach v'yichayv? How much Shem and Mishka does one have to rub in order to be chayiv?" Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shu, even the smallest amount, the tiny drip of Shem and Mishka would result in an iser nechiv karis. Rabbi Huda, on the other hand, says, "Omer, no, you need a kazayis worth of Shem and Mishka to be chayiv karis." So Hamar Rabbi Huda Pater. Did Rabbi Huda just say before that one is Pater for rubbing the Shem and Mishka? The Gemara says, No, Kipater Rehuda, Gabi Blachim of Kohanim, but Gabi Hedim Mechayiv. When he said Pater Bav, he was only referring to be Pater of rubbing oil in a Kohen Gadol or a Melech. But Gabi, in general, there, of course, agrees that there's an Isser of rubbing Shem and Mishka on any other person. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Maikum, Mifki, what's Machlok is whether or not the Shir of the Isser Shem and Mishka is simply a Kolshu or you need a Kazayas. So I'm Rav Yosef Bahai Pligi. They're arguing with the following din. Rabbi Meir Savar, Al Besar Adam Lo Yisach, the pasuk says, don't rub oil on the flesh of Adam. Ksiv, Uksiv, it also says, with regards to the Kares, V'asher Yitain Yitain Me Alzar, so that which you place in the Zar. So Ma Sicha, just like the Sicha in the pasuk Kolshu, there's no shear of semen. It says, Abasar Adam Lo Yisach. Don't put any amount of Shemen Mishka. So the lav doesn't indicate any shear. So just like the lav doesn't indicate any shear, Af Nisina, so too the kolshu. Even the placing on someone else, there's no shear either. It's even a kolshu. So again, when a person puts it Basar Adam on his own self, that everybody agrees is a kolshu. The question is, when you put on someone else, on the scene, on another party, on another person, the question is that also a kolshu, or that's already going to be a different unit of kazayas? So Rabbi Meir learns a drasha from a person's self to a nesina, they're all kolshu. Rabbi Huda Savar Yalfina Nesina de Alzar, Nesina de Alma. When it says in the pasuk, Asheitain Mimeno Alzar, that you should not place it on someone else, that's learned from Nesina in general. And just like in general, Ma Nesina de Alma, because I just like placing something in general, there's Isser Kazayas involved. Rashi quotes the pasuk, V'nosin Lekohen Zakodesh, you give the Kohen a Kodesh, who's referring to the sheer Kazayas of eating Chuma. If a Zar eats a Kazayas of Chuma, it's Chayim Isa. Just like Nesina by Chuma is a Kazayas, so to Af Nesina de Alzar Kazayas, so to when you place a Nesina on Shana Mishcha, on a Zar, that too is a Shiva Kazayas. About Sicha Lemimshach, when it comes to Sicha from Lachim, the Kohanim, Divriya Kol Kolshu. When it comes to anointing a king, to make him Kohen Gadol, there everybody agrees you do not need a Shir Kazayas. It's sufficient to have a Kolshu to accomplish that. So maybe we should stop here. That was, again, a long daf, but again, they're all daf, long, and we're at Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.